Brack 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brack, Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing? I tell you what's up, you idiot. It's time for your history lesson.
Morning. And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, April 26th, 1921. Beep, 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 beep. No, no, no. And now for your breaking weather news, it's weather. On the weather. That was a terrible old timer. I got to pinch my nose. I'm trying to do the old timey radio. No, weather broadcasts were heard for the first time on radio in St. Louis, Missouri. And guess what?
Weather is coming.
They were still dead wrong back then. Can we just all agree that the weatherman, that's great. It's a fun little guy to have on there. He's there with his little pointer and his fancy suit, or you got the hot chick in the tight dress. Like, it's all for show. You got Al Roker up there doing God knows what.
They didn't have the 5-degree guarantee in 1921,
no.
I bet you.
They were just as wrong in 1921 as they are now, Hunter. What were they guessing?
Exactly. What were they doing in 1921? Were they just sending a guy north? Be like, hey, just go north and come back and tell us what's going on up there.
We're going to send one every direction. If you see anything, just like send us a wire, and that's something. What we'll do. Yeah.
Right,
well, over here to the west, we got some rain coming. That should make it our way. I don't know.
1921, if you're listening to the tornado on the radio, it has already hit your house.
There. It is there. I am looking outside the radio station window, and there is a tornado. If you're hearing this now, you're dead.
In the basement.
You are. Get in the basement, or you're dead. Get under the tub. Look, we can't predict the weather. We can't. We should just call it a wash, leave it be. And can I bring, let me bring up Al Roker again real quick. How did that guy get a national weatherman job? All right, there is no reason to have national weather. Okay, there's none.
It's kind of an odd thing now, just because you got your phones now. It's just the ease of access of information to know what's going to happen in the next 10 hours, really. Dude.
Even beyond that, Hunter, it's the fact that some guy who's on a nationally broadcast thing is telling people on the East Coast what's happening on the West Coast, I feel like they just were like, well, hey, I think we need a weather guy. What should we do? Like, should he do, like, national weather? Because that makes sense, right?
You think Al Roker, they have an entire channel.
That's true.
Dedicated to just weather.
I actually give those people credit. The fact that they can fill 24/7, 365 of weather.
What are you talking about? I don't know. Just like what it's like today over and over and over again.
Today we're going to spend 12 hours on clouds. That's it. We're just going to talk about clouds. For 12 hours.
Do you think the people on the Weather Channel are just like hoping for bad weather? Like, dude, just give us something to talk about.
Like, yeah, like they're sitting there praying for some like deadly monsoon. Like, please
Come
just
on.
Make my job worth something. Please.
Got a lot of hours to fill here.
My parents are embarrassed of me. They don't tell people I'm a weatherman on the Weather Channel because it's a ridiculous thing. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. But there you go. It all started. Beep, 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 beep. And now for your breaking weather in St. Louis. All right, there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Tom Clark.